This is the listening paper of the National Examination in English 2008. You will hear three different texts and do tasks on all of them. Turn to task one. Task one. You are going to hear different news items. You'll hear each item twice. Before you listen, read the headlines below. While you listen, match the headlines to the news items and write letters in the table given. There is one extra headline. An example, zero, has been done for you. You now have 45 seconds to read the headlines. Item 0.
Scientists say they may be able to make cancer-fighting drugs target tumours more effectively by using ultraviolet light to activate them. Although at a very early stage, this new approach has potential, and we await the outcome of further research with interest, said Josephine Corrido, Cancer Research UK Senior Science Information Officer.
Item 1.
A Sussex policeman has been discharged from hospital after an attack by about 50 cows left him with four broken ribs and a punctured lung. The officer, from Brighton, said he was crossing a field along a path. He managed to escape when his golden retriever, called Zack, fled, distracting the cows.
Item 2.
A Swiss man caught speeding on the Canadian highway has blamed his actions on the absence of goats on the road. A traffic officer's notes said the Swiss driver had said he was taking advantage of the ability to go faster without risking hitting a goat.
Item 3.
Fortifying flour with folic acid to cut birth defects may lead to a range of health problems, warn scientists. Writing in the British Journal of Nutrition, they warn this could lead to unmetabolised folic acid entering the blood, which could damage health.
Item 4.
Elvis Presley has regained his crown as the highest earning dead celebrity, with an annual income of $49 million. He last topped the list in 2005 after being beaten into second by Nirvana's Kurt Cobain last year.
Item 5.
Some of the world's most famous meteorites have gone under the hammer at a New York auction house, in what is said to be a first sale of its kind. The pieces were drawn from collections across the world, and many examples are richly coloured and intricately patterned, some bearing gemstones.
Item 6.
Tea estate managers in India's Assam state will be charged with manslaughter if more labourers die from waterborne diseases, officials have warned. Assam Health Minister Hitama Biswa Sarma said the extreme step had been taken because tea estates were doing nothing to provide safe drinking water to their labourers.
Item 7.
The strain of the HIV virus, which predominates in the United States and Europe, has been traced back to Haiti by an international team of scientists. The strain passed from Haiti to the US in about 1969 before spreading further, says the team in the proceedings of the US National Academy of Sciences.
Item 8.
Torrential rains have lashed eastern Cuba, knocking down trees and forcing thousands to evacuate, the tropical storm Noel moves towards the Bahamas. Hurricane warnings have been dropped for the Bahamas, with the storm slowing over Cuba, US forecasters said.
Item 9.
A man out hunting in Iowa is shot in the leg after a hunting dog stepped on his gun, authorities said. The accident happened after James Harris, 37, put his gun on the ground to retrieve a fallen pheasant. One of a pack of hunting dogs following behind stepped on the trigger, and up to 120 birdshot pellets hit Mr. Harris in the left calf at short range.
Listen again and check your answers. Item 0.
Scientists say they may be able to make cancer-fighting drugs target tumours more effectively by using ultraviolet light to activate them. Although at a very early stage, this new approach has potential, and we await the outcome of further research with interest, said Josephine Corrido, Cancer Research UK Senior Science Information Officer.
Item 1.
A Sussex policeman has been discharged from hospital after an attack by about 50 cows left him with 4 broken ribs and a punctured lung. The officer, from Brighton, said he was crossing a field along a path. He managed to escape when his golden retriever, called Zach, fled, distracting the cows.
Item 2.
A Swiss man caught speeding on the Canadian highway has blamed his actions on the absence of goats on the road. A traffic officer's notes said the Swiss driver had said he was taking advantage of the ability to go faster without risking hitting a goat.
Item 3.
Fortifying flour with folic acid to cut birth defects may lead to a range of health problems, warn scientists. Writing in the British Journal of Nutrition, they warn this could lead to unmetabolised folic acid entering the blood, which could damage health.
Item 4.
Elvis Presley has regained his crown as the highest earning dead celebrity, with an annual income of $49 million. He last topped the list in 2005 after being beaten into second by Nirvana's Kurt Cobain last year.
Item 5.
Some of the world's most famous meteorites have gone under the hammer at a New York auction house in what is said to be a first sale of its kind. The pieces were drawn from collections across the world, and many examples are richly coloured and intricately patterned, some bearing gemstones.
Item 6.
Tea estate managers in India's Assam state will be charged with manslaughter if more labourers die from waterborne diseases, officials have warned. Assam Health Minister Hitama Biswa Sarma said the extreme step had been taken because tea estates were doing nothing to provide safe drinking water to their labourers.
Item 7.
The strain of the HIV virus, which predominates in the United States and Europe, has been traced back to Haiti by an international team of scientists. The strain passed from Haiti to the US in about 1969 before spreading further, says the team in the proceedings of the US National Academy of Sciences.
Item 8.
Torrential rains have lashed eastern Cuba, knocking down trees and forcing thousands to evacuate, the tropical storm Noel moves towards the Bahamas. Hurricane warnings have been dropped for the Bahamas, with the storm slowing over Cuba, US forecasters said.
Item 9.
A man out hunting in Iowa is shot in the leg after a hunting dog stepped on his gun, authorities said. The accident happened after James Harris, 37, put his gun on the ground to retrieve a fallen pheasant. One of a pack of hunting dogs following behind stepped on the trigger, and up to 120 birdshot pellets hit Mr. Harris in the left calf at short range.
This is the end of task one. Turn to task two. Task two. You are going to hear six announcements at the airport or railway station. You will hear each announcement twice. Before you listen, read the notes below. While you listen, answer the questions, choosing the correct letter A, B, C, or D. An example, 0, has been done for you. You now have 60 seconds to read the notes. Announcement 1.
Northern Airlines Flight 94 is now ready for boarding at Gate 11. We will begin boarding with business class passengers and passengers with young children. All other passengers are requested to remain seated until the next announcement. Please have your passports and boarding cards ready.
Listen again and check your answers.
Northern Airlines Flight 94 is now ready for boarding at Gate 11. We will begin boarding with business class passengers and passengers with young children. All other passengers are requested to remain seated until the next announcement. Please have your passports and boarding cards ready.
Announcement 2.
This is a customer announcement. Please could all passengers make sure you have a valid ticket before getting on your train. The ticket office is on Platform 6 and it is open from 7:15 to 5:45 today. Tickets can also be bought from the automatic machines which are next to the cafe. Thank you.
Listen again and check your answers.
This is a customer announcement. Please could all passengers make sure you have a valid ticket before getting on your train. The ticket office is on Platform 6 and it is open from 7:15 to 5:45 today. Tickets can also be bought from the automatic machines which are next to the cafe. Thank you.
Announcement 3.
Attention please, passengers of Flight 17 bound for Caracas with stops in Atlanta and Miami. The departure gate has been changed to 30B. Also, there will be a slight departure delay due to severe weather outside. The ground crew is in the process of de-icing the wings in preparation for departure. It also looks like the flight is slightly overbooked, so we are offering free round-trip tickets to a few passengers willing to take a later flight. We should be boarding at about a quarter to the hour. Thank you for your patience.
Listen again and check your answers.
Attention please, passengers of Flight 17 bound for Caracas with stops in Atlanta and Miami. The departure gate has been changed to 30B. Also, there will be a slight departure delay due to severe weather outside. The ground crew is in the process of de-icing the wings in preparation for departure. It also looks like the flight is slightly overbooked, so we are offering free round-trip tickets to a few passengers willing to take a later flight. We should be boarding at about a quarter to the hour. Thank you for your patience.
Announcement 4.
Your attention, please. This is a passenger announcement. The next train to arrive at Platform 4 is the 11:15 to Edinburgh, due to arrive in Edinburgh at 12:25. Please will passengers note that no food or drink will be available on this train. Super Saver tickets cannot be used on this service. Thank you.
Listen again and check your answers.
Your attention, please. This is a passenger announcement. The next train to arrive at Platform 4 is the 11:15 to Edinburgh, due to arrive in Edinburgh at 12:25. Please will passengers note that no food or drink will be available on this train. Super Saver tickets cannot be used on this service. Thank you.
Announcement 5.
Attention please, all passengers on Global Airlines Flight 873 to Seattle. We would like to apologise for the delayed departure. This is due to heavy snow in Seattle. The new departure time for this flight is 9:45.
Listen again and check your answers.
Attention please, all passengers on Global Airlines Flight 873 to Seattle. We would like to apologise for the delayed departure. This is due to heavy snow in Seattle. The new departure time for this flight is 9:45.
Announcement 6.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard Flight 830 to Chicago via Portland. We'll be a little late taking off because of bad weather in Chicago. The flight should be pretty smooth most of the way, but a storm is moving in our direction, so please keep your seatbelts fastened. We'll be stopping briefly in Portland before arriving in Chicago.
Listen again and check your answers.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard Flight 830 to Chicago via Portland. We'll be a little late taking off because of bad weather in Chicago. The flight should be pretty smooth most of the way, but a storm is moving in our direction, so please keep your seatbelts fastened. We'll be stopping briefly in Portland before arriving in Chicago.
This is the end of Task 2. Turn to Task 3. Task 3. You are going to hear a conversation between a doctor and a parent on a teenager's sleeping disorders. You will hear it twice. Before you listen, read the notes below. While you listen, fill in the gaps in the notes. Write no more than 4 words in each gap. An example 0 has been done for you. You now have 60 seconds to read the notes.
Come in, madam. Take a seat, please. How can I help you?
Thank you. I'm worried about my teenage son, who seems to not get enough sleep.
Most teens need about 8.5 to more than 9 hours sleep each night. The right amount of sleep is essential for anyone who wants to do well on a test or play sports without tripping over their feet. Unfortunately, though, most teens don't get enough sleep.
Oh, my son stays up late, oversleeps for school, and falls asleep in class.
Well, you know, recent studies show that adolescent sleep patterns actually differ from those of adults or kids. During the teen years, the body's internal biological clock is temporarily reset, telling a person to fall asleep later and wake up later. Recently, some researchers, parents and teachers have suggested that middle and high school classes begin later in the morning to accommodate teens' need for more sleep. Some schools have already implemented later start times. You and your son can lobby for later start times at your school, but in the meantime, you'll have to make your own adjustments.
My son complains about his inability to pay attention and concentrate in class.
It is all connected with his sleep pattern. Going to bed at the same time each night signals your son's body that it's time to sleep. Waking up at the same time every day can also help establish sleep patterns. So tell him to stick to his sleep schedule, even at weekends, and not sleep more than an hour later or wake up more than 2 to 3 hours later than he does during the week.
Okay, but what's wrong with his sports results? His physical education teacher is not satisfied at all. Is it anything to do with his sleep deficit?
It sure does. Lack of sleep also damages teens' ability to do their best in athletics. Avoid stimulants. Don't let him drink beverages with caffeine, such as soda and coffee, after 4 p.m. Otherwise, he cannot fall asleep and may fail PE lessons the next day.
I'm also worried about what his class teacher said. My son also has slowed responses and concentration. Could it also be from lack of sleep? What else could be done to solve the problem?
If your son doesn't relax his mind before going to bed, his slow concentration won't disappear. He should certainly avoid violent, scary, or action movies or television shows right before bed. Anything that might set his mind or heart racing. Reading books with active plots may also keep him from falling asleep or staying asleep.
I've also noticed feelings of moodiness and even depression by my son.
Again, lack of sleep has been linked to emotional troubles. Your son must unwind by keeping the lights low. Light signals the brain that it's time to wake up. Staying away from bright lights, including computer screens, as well as meditating or listening to soothing music, can also help his body relax.
John admitted yesterday having fallen asleep during his physics lesson. I've thought that he probably can't sleep well because he sleeps long after school.
He should change his routine. He mustn't nap too much. Naps of more than 30 minutes during the day may keep him from falling asleep later.
Things are worst before a test. He studies all night and has difficulty waking up in the morning.
Please tell him to avoid all-nighters and not to wait until the night before a big test to study. He must understand that cutting back on sleep the night before a test may mean he performs worse than he would if he had studied less and got more sleep.
Thank you very much. I hope I found solutions to all the numerous troubles little sleep causes for my son.
Listen again and check your answers.
Come in, madam. Take a seat, please. How can I help you?
Thank you. I'm worried about my teenage son, who seems to not get enough sleep.
Most teens need about 8.5 to more than 9 hours sleep each night. The right amount of sleep is essential for anyone who wants to do well on a test or play sports without tripping over their feet. Unfortunately, though, most teens don't get enough sleep.
Oh, my son stays up late, oversleeps for school, and falls asleep in class.
Well, you know, recent studies show that adolescent sleep patterns actually differ from those of adults or kids. During the teen years, the body's internal biological clock is temporarily reset, telling a person to fall asleep later and wake up later. Recently, some researchers, Parents and teachers have suggested that middle and high school classes begin later in the morning to accommodate teens' need for more sleep. Some schools have already implemented later start times. You and your son can lobby for later start times at your school, but in the meantime, you'll have to make your own adjustments.
My son complains about his inability to pay attention and concentrate in class.
It is all connected with his sleep pattern. Going to bed at the same time each night signals your son's body that it's time to sleep. Waking up at the same time every day can also help establish sleep patterns. So tell him to stick to his sleep schedule, even at weekends, and not sleep more than an hour later, or wake up more than 2 to 3 hours later than he does during the week.
Okay, but what's wrong with his sports results? His physical education teacher is not satisfied at all. Is it anything to do with his sleep deficit?
It sure does. Lack of sleep also damages teens' ability to do their best in athletics. Avoid stimulants. Don't let him drink beverages with caffeine, such as soda and coffee, after 4 p.m. Otherwise, he cannot fall asleep and may fail PE lessons the next day.
I'm also worried about what his class teacher said. My son also has slowed responses and concentration. Could it also be from lack of sleep? What else could be done to solve the problem?
If your son doesn't relax his mind before going to bed, his slow concentration won't disappear. He should certainly avoid violent, scary, or action movies or television shows right before bed. Anything that might set his mind or heart racing. Reading books with active plots may also keep him from falling asleep or staying asleep.
I've also noticed feelings of moodiness and even depression by my son.
Again, lack of sleep has been linked to emotional troubles. Your son must unwind by keeping the lights low. Light signals the brain that it's time to wake up. Staying away from bright lights, including computer screens, as well as meditating or listening to soothing music, can also help his body relax.
John admitted yesterday having fallen asleep during his physics lesson. I've thought that he probably can't sleep well because he sleeps long after school.
He should change his routine. He mustn't nap too much. Naps of more than 30 minutes during the day may keep him from falling asleep later.
Things are worst before a test. He studies all night and has difficulty waking up in the morning.
Please tell him to avoid all-nighters and not to wait until the night before a big test to study. He must understand that cutting back on sleep the night before a test may mean he performs worse than he would if he had studied less and got more sleep.
Thank you very much. I hope I found solutions to all the numerous troubles little sleep causes for my son.
This is the end of the listening paper. Now turn to the reading paper.